This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Jets are not beating anybody for 5 weeks now.
Brissette under center. Here we go. Stevenson on the take. Stevenson is in for the touchdown.
Spiro Dinas on CBS. The go-ahead score. They do. With 22 seconds left, plus the two-point conversion, the Pats end up stunning the Jets in Foxborough yesterday, 25-22. They had that big third-down conversion from Brissette to Booty on the drive. Sauce Gardner turned around on that play. Initially had this to say about it.
Obviously, I'm still stuck on that play. It's like, I just know, like, that's a play that can be made. You know, that's on me. Maybe I got to be better, especially when it comes to...
And he kind of trails off there, so it seemed like he was taking accountability at first, but then as he paused there, he eventually said this.
Knowing our fire zone coverages or something like that, because I didn't know he had an issue where he got to lead a post to take an over route, to help somebody with an over route. So maybe, hey, maybe I got to be better when it comes to... doing the coverages or something like that.
Kind of seemed like he was passing off the responsibility.
Yeah, but wait a minute. No, he just said something really interesting there. I need to understand our coverages better there at the end.
Right. So
we're in week 8 of the NFL season.
Well, that's where I think it's his way of essentially saying without saying that wasn't
man,
my responsibility.
This thing would ship everybody in the back.
I could be misinterpreting, but initially it was like, you know, I'm thinking about that play should have been made. And then there was a lot of maybe I need to, maybe at the coverages. It just seemed like he was passing it off there a little bit. We obviously don't know what the call was, but that was interesting to me because that was a big play, obviously, on that drive that ultimately led to the Patriots winning the game. So you do have Jeff Ulbrich still calling the coverages for now on top of the head coaching duties. He did say he would look into whether or not he's going to continue doing that. His team, though, has now dropped 5 in a row.
No one
at a loss right now. Just kind of what's going on with this team?
I'm pissed. They're pissed. I'm hurt. They're hurt. We are not executing in critical moments.
Yeah, that much is clear. And he caught himself on the F-bomb there.
Yeah, you know, it's actually in all phases, too. It's not just defense. It's special teams. It's kicking, obviously. It's offense. Can't. You know, convert 2-point play, then the Patriots turn around, run a 2-point play, and it's got wide open.
Yep, absolutely. Here's the Breece Hall clip I mentioned last hour. Not sure if he was just speaking in general and looking in the mirror, but seemed to take this one especially hard.
You know, I think I got to do a better job of just helping out the offense. So, personally, I put this one on me. So, it just sucks. You know, I think I'm my biggest critic. So, you know, it just doesn't feel good to... Never feel like you're the reason we lost the game.
Did you see the roughing the passer against the Jets on Jacoby Brissett yesterday?
Yeah.
That was brutal. I mean, like, you have Sam Darnold's head almost ripped off in a Monday night game against the Thursday night game against the Rams, and no call. And yesterday, this phantom call against Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, and that was almost as bad as the one against Aaron Rodgers that he actually said after the game wasn't the penalty.
Which two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. I'd never heard that before. I'd never seen a guy stand up there and be like, you know what, that call on you know, that helped us out for 15 yards was a terrible call. But that's what these judgment calls and these roughing the passers are.
Holmes got another one yesterday, too.
I didn't see that one.
Guy kind of bumped into him, and he went down pretty hard and sold it. So he's good at that. We know that's part of his arsenal. Seen it before. Anyway, 2-6 are the Jets. Short week. Thursday night home game against the Texans, who held on to beat the Colts yesterday 23-20. Houston is 6-2. Got to check on this Steph Diggs injury, non-contact knee. He was going for further examination. How about Anthony Richardson in this one? 10 of 32 for 175 yards, touchdown and an interception, and also one very curious play on the sideline where he took himself out of the game after back-to-back scrambles.
Yeah, he tapped his helmet right, like he was a running back or a wide receiver. I'm like, I've never seen a quarterback ever in my life do this.
Correct.
Now, Tiki was doing this game, and I was texting Tiki during the game. I'm like, Tiki, they got to get this guy off the field. And, we were texting back and forth. It was pretty funny. But I was like, why the hell are the Colts at the end of the first half throwing the ball with a guy who can't seem to read a defense and almost threw an interception on the previous play and then turns around and throws another interception on the next play?
That was in his own, deep in his own end, right?
Right. And the other thing I didn't understand is like why Houston on defense didn't use their timeouts late in the end of the first half. Now, they ended up getting the interception and had enough time to score.
Yes.
But they should have used their timeouts, and they didn't use their timeouts effectively, I didn't think. But this Anthony Richardson, he's a beast of an athlete, but just his quarterback refining and understanding of what you're doing out there is completely lost.
So CBS Sports Network just showed it. Him tapping the helmet. He comes to the sideline. He takes a knee. They're in Houston territory facing. It was a third and long. But I think on that drive, it was a second and goal. They were backed up. So he scrambles a couple times, comes to the sideline. So when he goes to the postgame press conference, right out of the gate, they ask him about it.
Can you explain just... You
something
out? Hurt, injured,
and tired? Nah, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there, what I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next place.
Wow!
So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
So Flacco comes in, hands off on third and long, and that was it.
I had never seen it happen before, right?
I thought he got hurt actually on the play that he ran and took himself out. I thought maybe he re-injured his knee again.
I think he got his left hand got banged up earlier in the game.
Yeah.
But not a great look, especially when you're struggling with your pass game the way he is as well.
That was a lot of running right there. I was tired. I ain't gonna lie.
Doesn't sound great, but I guess you appreciate the honesty, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Could have lied about it.
He gave it to us the way he gave it to us, so you got to give him that respect.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Last night in Santa Clara, big one between the 49ers and the Cowboys. Both teams right around the 500 mark, and this one ended up coming right down to the end.
Here's the game.
maybe the season for each team. Dak in the gun, three left. Ferguson, the tight end, right. CD four are left, including CD. Dak chased out of there by Leonard Floyd. Throws down the right sideline. Incomplete. The Niners take over on downs.
Niners radio as they held off the Cowboys 30-24. Post game on Compass Media right there, Jerry. Very good. Evening their record at 4-4 did San Francisco. Dallas is 3-4. Niners led by 17 near the end of the third quarter. So the Cowboys make a bit of a comeback, give themselves a shot, but that was fourth and long there. George Kittle, 6 catches, 128 yards and a score. CD Lamb in the loss at 13 for 146 and 2 touchdowns, but another loss for Dallas. And yeah, they're showing the graphic here. Dak Prescott career against the 49ers, 0-4, 5 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, so he has not quite solved San Francisco just yet. I promise I will have the audio prepared of Trayvon Diggs for next hour, getting into it with the TV reporter and telling him something very specific as he walked back into the locker room, so we'll get to that next hour coming up. We played you the Commanders radio call from the Hail Mary yesterday as Washington pulls one out of nowhere pretty much after the Bears had gone ahead. Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown. Was it 52-yard Hail Mary, I believe.
Yeah, that's what it went down. Final yardage. He threw the ball about 65 yards.
Yes. It was. I mean, he threw it great, but it still was short until this Tyreek Stevenson comes in and tips it backwards.
He extended the play 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels did.
I mean, Nance on TV kind of ran out of things to say waiting for him to throw that
ball.
So, yeah, but an incredible ending there in Landover as Washington gets to 6-2. Caleb Williams was pretty annoyed on the sideline as that play went down. Also, you had the Browns at home with, we'll call it a surprising victory over the Ravens, 29-24. Jameis Winston steps in for Deshaun Watson, had himself a good game. Cleveland gets the win. Winston with Amanda Balionis. Is it still Balionis?
It's back to Balionis.
That's what it was, right? Yes. Renner, now back to Balionis. So here's Jameis with her after the game for CBS on the field talking the victory, and as Jameis often does, a very interesting answer.
Man, it's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime. And I know I got a quote, you know, Eminem, he from Detroit, he right up the road, but man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
Just never know what you're going to get with that guy, man. He is.
There's this white boy in Detroit.
Thank God, all the glory, yeah. Though, man. Oh, man.
Wouldn't it be funny? He's like, there's this white boy up in New York. His name Boomer Esiason. He said, pressure is a privilege. Say one game, one snap, one quarter at a time. I really respect it. I don't know why I'm quoting this white boy, but I'm quoting him.
Speaking of pressure as a privilege, you saw Billie Jean King out there at Dodger Stadium hugging it up with Dave Roberts after the game?
Oh, I thought that was Mike.
I don't know where we go from here now. Mike was pretty fired up about the Jets after the game yesterday. I'll give you some of that next hour.
Yeah.
We can get into that. Oh, boy. A lot going on. Giants Steelers tonight in Pittsburgh. If you're not watching Yankees Dodgers World Series Game 3, 6:15 coverage on 11:30 a.m. See if Russell Wilson can go back-to-back and sweep the New York teams in consecutive primetime games. We will have the Dodgers and the Yankees here back in the Bronx. It's game number 3. Clark Schmidt, Walker Buehler, 7:25 coverage here on The Fan. Did you know this about Clark Schmidt's dad, that he's a pilot, former Marine? He flew the Yankee charter to L.A. It's kind of cool, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That is an interesting tidbit.
I saw the clip of him talking about, I guess he spoke before game 2.
No sports. Right. I was going to ask CeeLo, though, to explain an analytics situation to me.
Sure, I can do that.
And to everybody else out there, while sometimes analytics don't really tell the true story, because the analytics of Nestor Cortez versus Mookie Betts tells us what?
0-for-5. Was so, Mookie Betts against Nestor Cortez.
And what is Freddie Freeman versus Nestor?
Well, it wasn't so much Nestor Cortez, but what they ended up doing by walking Betts with the base open, to be fair, and setting up the force to load the bases there, you bring Freeman to the plate. And this is very specific, but the numbers are eye-popping. Freddie Freeman, the last two seasons with the bases loaded against lefty pitchers.
That's how in the weeds we are
lefty,
right now.
Lefty, Freddie Freeman. 9 for 14, 4 grand slams, 25 RBIs, and an OPS north of 2,200.
So somebody wasn't doing their homework.
Apparently not.
And he put that first ball into play, and good night the lights. Ugh. In game number one, walk-off grand slam. And as a dad, I enjoyed after, I think it was game two, he went and sat with Jeter and Ortiz and all those, and A-Rod, and they asked him, so what was it like going home last night after, you know? Yeah, it took a while to get to sleep, calm down. He goes, my kids, though, overtired kids, I had to get them bathed. You know, they couldn't care less that dad hit a walk-off grand slam in a World Series. He had to go home and take care of business as a father.
Well, there you
doesn't
go.
Doesn't matter.
What a man.
They'll be able to watch it on YouTube in 15 years.
Right, right, when they really understand what's going on. Quickly, Nets over the Bucks, 115-102. Cam Thomas at 32 for Brooklyn. You get the Knicks home for the Cavaliers tonight. And on the ice, the Devils beat the Ducks 6-2. Stephen Nason, a couple of goals for New Jersey. At the moment, they're atop the Metro Division standings, so they had the extra games.
Oh, they played more games.
Yes, they have. They have, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.